always be clear where you get your conservative talk.
The St. Louis Business Journal is now reporting that liberal billionaire George Soros is the largest shareholder of Odyssey,
the parent company of KMOX and 97.1 Talk.
Soros' maneuver raises critical questions about the future of media ownership and influence.
Money and attention is power. And when he has the money and he controls what's on the radio stations, he's going to be able to control the minds, essentially hundreds of millions of Americans.
St. Louis's trusted source and number one.
For conservative talk.
This is News Talk STL.
Now joined by Daryl Jones, our friends at the Herzog Foundation. And Daryl, you know, it's interesting. I'm looking at Reliant, as I tend to do quite a bit. And there's the article on there that I want to talk to you about here. And it makes the claim, and let me just read the headline here. Private and parochial schools produce better citizens than public schools.
Hmm.
New research finds, and Jillian wrote this one, that's a pretty big claim to say there. Now, first of all, we're talking about better citizens. Are we just talking about better educated and know how to read, write, and do arithmetic? Are we talking about better engaged and better involved civically?
No, we are talking about better and more active citizens. That's what we're talking about. Let me throw a shout out to Jillian. Two nights ago, the Evangelical Press Association named her the upcoming Journalist of the Year.
Oh.
That's big time for Jillian. So she's terrific, and the whole staff at readlion.com is fantastic. Yeah, so this whole article was produced by a study found by the Education Psychology Review. Not really known for being a conservative group, the Education Psychology Review, that are simply looking at the statistics. If you're looking for students who are politically tolerant of other people's views, who are participants in politics, who engage to some level, some kind of activity politically, regarding civil knowledge and skills, they understand the issues of the day, they understand self-government, remaining under control, and regarding volunteerism and social capital, where they're actually engaging in their community, not simply for political purpose, but for community engagement, the statistics show that private and parochial schools produce better citizens than public schools. So that's, an objective study from the Educational Psychology Review who's saying, hey, look, here's what we're finding. At a time when 87% of American eighth graders aren't proficient in history and 78% are not proficient in civics, the statistics are showing that those students in private and specifically Christian schools produce better citizens than public schools.
Good morning, Daryl. Gabe Pfeiffer here. So I'm going to play devil's advocate here and bring up one of the contrary talking points here, where they say, well, sure, parochial and private schools are a self-selected group. So they get the pick of the litter of the best students. So obviously they're going to come out with the best outcomes. It's an apples to orange comparison with public schools. What do you say to that?
You know, it's really not fair. And to be honest with you, school choice states, look at Florida for crying out loud. School choice states are making options, no matter the income of the family, for parents to have options, which is why we have been so strongly supportive of parental choice and school choice, giving options for other students. I mean, you know, we had an article. To answer your question, Gabe, we had an article that was talking about how Catholic school enrollment in the state of Florida is up, and not simply Catholic school enrollment, but it has raised the tide for all schools in Florida. School choice is bringing about a competition among schools to do better, to engage their students. And frankly, in the state of Florida, where there is school choice, universal school choice specifically, attendance, enrollment in school is up across the board. Hmm. In Catholic schools, in Protestant schools, in public schools, school choice is helping everybody. And so, you know, the idea that, well, only the rich kids are going to Christian schools, as you said, it's self-selective. You know, the fact is we're doing everything that we can to support those families and those states that are crying out for additional options for their kids.
You know, and one of the things that, and I've got another question on this here in a second, Daryl, but one of the things that that really kind of dawned on me when I'm reading this article, and that is that sometimes in media, you have to make the case for why a story matters to you. And if somebody, you know, is in their 50s, their 60s, their 70s, even their late 40s, you're like, you know what? My kids are about out of school. I don't have a dog in the fight anymore. That's all politics and policy. What this is showing here is that, no, you do have a stake in this, that the school choice isn't just about where funding goes for parents with children in K through 12 schools. This really does have a direct impact on pretty much everything else in our communities.
Well, it's really true. I mean, Horace Mann, you know, one of the, considered the founder of, you know, the father of public education, the case that he was making for why it needed to be become a public institution across the country was for the purpose of better citizens, citizens who were capable of self-governing and who were more engaged and more involved and more in the know. And, you know, public education, you know, is doing the best that they possibly can. But, you know, the latest statistics are saying that the parochial schools, Christian schools, Catholic schools, private schools are doing a better job.
Daryl, we've also had kind of research to the contrary, I guess, about our results coming out of public schools, that showing that 87% of America's eighth graders aren't proficient in history and 78% are not so in civics. So, you know, we've got the positive results from our parochial and private schools, and we got really, really negative results coming out of our public schools. Do you think there's a direct tie to the direction of our public schools in terms of those outcomes as to the way our children are being taught these days?
You know, I think there's just a fundamental breakdown in public education. I mean, you know, let's find an area, name an area where public education is thriving and doing an exceptional job. It's an archaic system that is broken, and that's why you're seeing parents and you know, screaming to their state legislatures, do something, make a change here. And certainly you're finding red states that are more open to making change and listening to their constituents than blue states. It's interesting to see how, you know, blue states are not not looking at what is the product of public education and what's it doing to the inner city children that are growing up. But I think you're talking about just a fundamental flaw that, you know, Christian schools and private schools have been able to make some correction. And with that correction, children are coming to school. I mean, one of the biggest problems that public educators are talking about is the lack of attendance. Kids are just not coming back to school, and certainly that all affects, you know, as a direct result of their funding. Well, how do we get kids back to school? Interestingly, Christian schools, private schools are figuring that out to the degree that, you know, the students in private schools are performing better than their peers in public education.
All right. The article is called Private and Parochial Schools Produce Better Citizens Than Public Schools. New research finds. You can find it at readlion.com. And we're visiting with Daryl Jones from the Herzog Foundation. Daryl, just got a couple minutes left here. But one of the things that I noticed, and first of all, let me go back to a quote that's been attributed to a bunch of people. I can't actually determine where it came from, but it goes along the lines of, he who controls the schools controls the next generation. That's been associated with Lenin. It's been associated with others. And I don't exactly know where it came from, but it's been kind of a common theme in a lot of anti, you know, a lot of anti-conservative things, anti-faith things. And when you're reading this article, when I'm reading this article here, I happen to notice that the new study and the research doesn't say that private and parochial schools produce more conservative citizens. It didn't address the worldview. It just looked at the engagement and productivity and whether or not you're part of the glue that holds a family and community together. Comment on that, if you would.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. I mean, you know, you can find religious schools across the political spectrum. I mean, I can name schools on either end, right? I mean, people are people, but when you're talking about the education of the child, their ability to read and understand and pursue contrary ideas, when you're talking about the ability to do mathematics, when you're talking about their understanding of history, their understanding of civil engagement. Private schools are doing a better job, and that's just on the record. I mean, that's just on the record. And the more children that have opportunity for private and Christian education are doing better. And interestingly, it didn't say, the article doesn't talk about, the research didn't say that there was a discrimination even based on whether these were, Christian schools in the inner city or whether they were Christian schools in outlying agricultural communities. It just says across the board, Christian education is producing a product that is educating children more in the areas of reading, mathematics. I mean, that's not what this study specifically is talking about, history and civic engagement. But Christian schools are doing it. And the idea that, but to allow more parents to have options is going to be the end all of public education. The statistics say that's just not true.
All right, Daryl Jones from the Herzog Foundation. ReadLion.com is where you're going to find that story and many more. I mean, it's updated constantly through the day. I recommend subscribing to the newsletter. I get that myself here. But Daryl, people want to be in touch because you all are the one of the go-to places for the Most Scholars program on the Missouri side of the listening area. People want to get in touch with you. The way to do it is what?
Absolutely. HerzogFoundation.com. You can find everything about the Herzog Foundation and ReadLion.com. We're writing between, our writers are writing between 10 and 15 articles every single day about what's going on in education across the country, everything from home education to Christian education to public education. ReadLion.com.
All right. Thanks, Daryl. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Daryl.
Okay. Have a great week.
For podcast articles and more, find us on NewstalkSTL.com.